The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome to episode number 53 here at MD Radio. I'm your host, Sean Ray. It is Monday, March the 15th, and we are halfway through the month of March already as time ticks. It ticks and ticks. And with that, we're following up on the conclusion of the 10th annual Australian Pro Championships promoted by Mr. Tony Doherty, who always puts on a great show way out there in the land down under. He'll be coming up shortly here. Just to give a little recap on what happened, we're also joined by the one and only Lee Priest. We'll find out he was there doing the blogging and the play-by-play. But first and foremost, let's bring on our NPC affiliate from Pittsburgh, PA, contest promoter and judge, Mr. Gary Udit. Gary, welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm trying to catch my breath, dude. Out here in California, the traffic is almost like New York City. It's getting crazy, man. I was out there, had lunch out there, and tried to get home racing against the traffic. But we're at 78 degrees and sunny here in California, so I can't complain.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, we're getting after it here in the NPC. Things are starting to crank up this week. Out in Hawaii, Ricky Suzuki is doing the Hawaiian Championships in Honolulu. The Sunshine Classic takes place down in Palm Beach Gardens. That's Frank Dalto's contest. Out in Murray, Utah is the Utah Open. Steve Schmall runs that. The Admiral John Lindsay has got the San Diego Championships in San Diego, naturally.
Yeah, that's only an hour and a half away from it. That's only an hour and a half away. It's a great show.
Yeah, exactly. Great show. And we wrap it up with one of our biggest drug-free shows is the Natural Ohio Championships that Dave Lieberman, Super Promoter, and Todd Pember run up in Lakewood, Ohio. So we'll be up there this Saturday.
Yeah, that's an awesome show there in Cleveland, Ohio. Dave always has great guest poses. Is this the one that Dennis Wolfe is at, or is this the one where Jay Cutler's at?
This is the one Jay's going to be at. Dennis will be at an event in October. I believe it's October 2nd. And a lot of times LT comes out to do this thing, and so it's going to be a big-time show.
Yeah, well, I know that there's also, Dave has typically, he donates portion of the proceeds to a cancer foundation. What he does out there at that natural competition is nothing short of amazing, being that he has two of those at separate times during the year, and consistently gives back in the way of charitable contributions with these great guest posers as well.
Yeah, those guys do a terrific job promoting the event and then also running it. It's one of our best organized events, too. So he gets a really big draw. They'll probably be pushing 200 competitors out there. It's a great show.
Yeah, very easily. And, of course, coming up at the end of March, we've got the one out there in Missoula, Montana, that the Max Muscle Naturals, or I think it's just Max Muscle, isn't it, the Jeff's promoting out there in Missoula.
Yeah, kind of promoter Jeff is. He does a great job, too. So
I'll be rocking the mic.
We're starting to get into it now.
Yeah, I'll be the MC. So we are turning the page from the IFBB competition for a while because the next pro show that will be coming up on the calendar is the Europa Pro there in Orlando, Florida, April the 17th. And I believe they do have an amateur show in conjunction with that, don't they?
They do. We were down there last year, and we'll be back there again this year. I believe that's April 17th, so I'm looking forward to that trip. We're going to head down there, and, obviously Ed and Betty do a phenomenal job with those things. You going to be there, Sean?
Yeah, that's the second year they'll have it. Of course, last year we saw Troy Alves come in, and at 42 years old, upset the apple cart for some of those guys qualifying again for the Mr. Olympia. And like I said, Gary, these guys are getting much older on the pro level. You know, 42 years old was reserved for someone like Chris Dickerson and Albert Beckles back in the day, but now we got Troy, we've got, you know, Dexter knocking on 42, you got Tony Freeman that's 43, and Dennis James, Melvin Anthony, both over 40, Darren Charles. It seems like the average age of the professional bodybuilders, like, boosted way up because we saw Lee Haney retire at, what, 31 years old with eight Sandows to his credit?
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, guys like Haney and Cutler, those guys are the rarity. And yourself, obviously, I mean, when guys like yourself make such a splash at such a young age, that's actually rare, I think, because it takes so long normally to build that kind of size and balance that you guys had. So, yes, to me, I'll tell you the truth, it's really not surprising that these guys are getting into their 40s and still competing, because a lot of times it takes that long to really fine-tune that.
Sure, it does. But we do have a fine group of bodybuilders coming up behind these 40-plus bodybuilders that may be gone in a short 2, maybe 3 years. Even, you know, Jay might be gone in that short amount of time. We'll see Dexter fall off and Tony Freeman and several of the other guys disappear. But yet, we've got some great talent in the form of Seth Ferrosi, Jeff Long, Cedric McMillan, Fuad Abiad. I mean, there's some guys coming up, man, that are, you know, ready to chomping at the bit right now. This Raleigh Winkler guy from Caruso, he just qualified, got third place at the Australian Pro and took out Melvin Anthony and some other guys. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, that guy's got great balance. I remember seeing him at the Arnold Amateur last year. Just incredible physique. His brother was in the Arnold Amateur this year.
Yeah, how did his brother do? A lot of people were asking about the Amateur. I didn't see. I know his brother has a smaller version, but do you know how he did?
He's a lookalike, a little taller, not quite as packed yet.
Yeah,
but you got to figure it's going to take place.
Yeah, so how did that amateur portion of that show size up? I know that we had Jim Lorimer saying there was like 450-plus athletes on the amateur side. Was it everything we thought it was going to turn out to be at the Arnold Classic for the amateurs?
The quality was phenomenal. Obviously, the numbers were great, especially in figure. They had a nice turnout for bikini. And in the bodybuilding, you know, the numbers, the quality was phenomenal. The U.S. numbers were down. But I think we may have predicted that when they went international because, you know, for instance, the guy who won the middleweights was a 2-time world champion.
Yeah.
And that's kind of had an effect on how many U.S. guys show up for it because it's not a pro qualifier. So the top U.S. guys don't make the trip, and you're standing there against world champions. So, but the quality of the, you know, the class winners was unbelievable, and yeah, the event's phenomenal. As anything the Lormers take on, it was a great show.
All right. Well, Gary, as usual, it is a pleasure. And keeping us updated on the NPC and the goings-on is something that all our athletes can really appreciate, you taking the time out. And, of course, we'll have you back on again next week for any breaking news and information you had to give us from the National Physique Committee.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for all you do.
All right. That's Gary Uta calling in from Pittsburgh. But let's transition real quick and go to the land down under, where you know you can always find a shrimp on the barbie. Contest promoter, Mr. Tony Doherty, who's probably just barely catching up on his rest after putting on the 10th annual Australian Pro Championships, where we saw for a second consecutive year one Kai Green, our 2-time Arnold Classic champion, go down under and scoop up the first place prize. However, he did get nicked on the Best Poser Award. Mr. Tony Doherty, talk to me about your Australian Pro Championships, brother. How you doing?
Hi, Sean. How you doing? All right?
Good eye, mate.
G'day, mate.
Hey, I imagine you got your feet back up underneath you, and of course, Kai Green came in there and repeated for the second straight year, taking out your previous, I think, 3- or 4-time champion in Dexter Jackson. What did you witness?
Well, I've just touched the ground. I've just dropped Melvin off at the airport. He was the last one to leave, so that's like a real turning point when everyone goes home. But hey, guess who I'm sitting here with?
Who's that?
Lee Priest.
The little one? The munchkin?
The munchkin sitting there with me. What happened? I just said to him, I just got a text from Sean. I got a call on the radio station. She said, me too. I said, well, let's go and do it together. He's right here.
Sweet, man. Well, we got the 2-for-1, so he's going to call in from your phone, right? So you get the bill. I like
you. 2-for-the price of 1, yeah, I get the bill.
Well, Tony, talk to me a little bit about the contest. Everybody was raving about the venue. Of course, you changed venues, I guess, and put on another one of your outstanding shows. You even got Lee Priest to take his shirt off. But before we get to him, what did you make of Kai Green for the second year in a row?
Kai was awesome. He definitely improved a lot from the Arnold to the Australia, but so did Dexter. So it was very competitive between them. But Kai had that freak factor, Sean. His front thigh pose and his back shots, and when he arched his back to pull his lats out and stuff, his freak factor really got him over the line. He was as good as I've ever seen him. And you know, Dexter said himself that if Kai can bring that package to the Olympia, he'd push everyone all the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, with that, do you think Dexter kind of conceded defeat? I mean, here's the second straight show that, you know, our boy Kai got Dexter's numbers. Dexter discouraged at all? Did you get that vibe?
Look, he was a little bit disappointed, and when he looked at the photos on MD the next day, we were looking at the pictures, he said, gee, it was even closer than I thought. And, you know, he probably was happy that he improved as much as he did from the Arnold to here in 1 week. Dex is a very competitive athlete and a great champion, you know, and a shout-out to both of them, because, check it out, the highlight for me was that these guys don't have to come out and do a show like mine. They don't do the smaller shows in the States, and to have Mr. Olympia Dexter Jackson and three-time Arnold winner and two-time Arnold winner Kai Green to come out to our humble little show meant the world to me and to the fans, and hats off to both of them for making that long trip. You know, it was 20 or 30 hours airport and flight time from Columbus to get out here, so I just couldn't appreciate either of them enough. And they both improved massively from the Arnold to here, so we got a real treat.
Yeah, and that's a long flight, man. You had a couple guys come in from New Zealand, Germany, Caruso, which in Raleigh Winkler will get to, the UK, Malaysia, a very international field. It's nice. You had like 15 guys, which is actually everybody, I think, gets a very good look. But I looked at the scorecards, and from the word go, it was Kai Green in all rounds. It was Dexter in second for all rounds. And then we got to Raleigh Winkler, who a lot of people, including Jay Cutler and Dorian Yates, whom at the Arnold Classic thought this guy's got potential written all over him, solidly in third place, securing an Olympia qualification in his first year as a pro bodybuilder. What do you make of Raleigh?
Well, you know, I've been following Raleigh's progress on MD with his trainer. Sybil had a post up on MD's website, you know, the road to the Olympia, and that's how I found him, because I'd been given the wrong email for him. When I was putting my list of athletes together for this year's show, there was no one I wanted to get out here more than Raleigh Winkler. I thought, this guy's really exciting. He's going to be the next big thing.
Yeah.
So I worked, you know, tooth and nail to get him here, and it took months of negotiation because he had a gig organised with his sponsor to go back to Europe and do some trade show in Paris or something. So I called the sponsor after countless emails. I called him up and said, look, you've got to let him go. I said, this is his career we're talking about, not a trade show.
Right.
He can qualify for the Olympia. And, you know, when we didn't know until the last minute possible. He got his contract in to Jim on Sunday night in Columbus. And, you know, that was good enough for me. And we flew him out at my expense. Like, I backed him all the way as one of the top athletes that we pay for the top five to come out. And I knew he'd be up there. And he was incredible, man. I really think he could be the next big thing. He just needs to... And people say, oh, he's a bit thin in the back, or he's lacking in his chest. He's not. He just doesn't know how to display what he's got. So
right.
Once
well,
he polishes,
typical of a
it's not his posing routine. It's his compulsory pose. He just needs to learn how to do his back shots a bit better. But let me tell you this. His most muscular was the best most muscular in the show, bar none.
Yeah. We were all very impressed with his when he actually was flexing the muscles, it just seemed to pop, and when he stood there, it was kind of soft. So kind of like Sergio Oliva back in the day, he looked a little water retentive when he stood there, but, man, when he flexed, it was like stuff was started happening all over his body.
That comes out of nowhere, you know. He just really does have that impact when he hits his shots, and, yeah, he's a really nice guy, and I was just rapt to have him here. You know, he reminded me a lot of Sonny. It was kind of eerie when he walked in, because this place is a bit of a shrine to Sonny Smith. We've got all these black and white photos everywhere. And
right.
As soon as he walked in, I said, you've got to see this. And I took him and his trainer into the back room. We've got about six rooms at the gym now.
Mm-hmm.
I took him into the back room. There's all these black and white pictures of Sonny. And Sybil, his trainer, said straight away, oh, my God, he looks like Willie. You know,
late Sonny
Smith. There was a resemblance, not only in his looks, but also in his persona, that he's sort of shy and quiet and
right, demeanor.
Very humble, and so that was kind of special that he got to see that.
Well, and for those that don't know, we're talking about the late Sonny Schmidt, who also won a Masters Olympia Championship. Very good friends with you, also a roommate of Milo Sarchez back in the day. Passed away not too long ago. We had the good fortune of coming down there, putting on a muscle camp, and reuniting those two. It's nice to see a guy bring, you know, the memory of Sonny Schmidt back to life. But Tony, we're going to take our first commercial break here at UND Radio. We're going to come back with Tony's sidekick, Lee Priest, who was there doing the play-by-play for muscular development. But, Tony, thanks for all you're doing. We also recognize that you gave away a $2,500 Best Poser Award to the winner, Melvin Anthony. Thank you for adding that. It's a much-needed plus for these bodybuilders.
I thought you'd like that.
All right, we'll be back with Superman, Lee Priest, here on MD Radio, talking about the Australian Pro Championship in its 10th year in review after this commercial break.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
The biggest rage in bodybuilding is Dark Rage. Dark Rage sets a new standard in pre-workout supplementation and muscle pumps with its advanced new EPO blood doping technology. Dark Rage's mind-altering activators put you in a state of temporary rage and fury, allowing you to take your training intensity to a new level of insanity. From your very first rep, Dark Rage's EPO blood doping technology forces more blood through your garden hose veins as a surge of raw power is triggered by Dark Rage's advanced anabolic agents, allowing you to train heavier, harder, and longer so you can grow bigger and stronger. Dark Rage is the biggest rage in bodybuilding. Feel the rage at www.getmhp.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
The Internet's number 1 talk station.
Number 1 talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. And we are following up the 10th annual Australian Pro Championship. That can be a tongue twister if you spend 4 days in Ohio with Arnold Schwarzenegger's competition. But we have promoter Tony Daugherty still on hold here. Tony, I'm sorry I cut you off. I know you had a long weekend over there entertaining those athletes and putting your show on and running your gym, but you had a few other things you wanted to get out before we bring on Superman.
Well, I just wanted to keep entertaining your listeners, Sean, and I hadn't finished, and you cut me off. No, really, all I wanted to say was that we made Lee get his shirt off on stage, and he got as close as maybe 1 to 2 weeks out of shape for this, and he looked unbelievable. So I'm going to put you on to him, but don't let him talk shit or tell you he didn't look good or at the same time, don't let him tell you he could have won the show. He was a couple of weeks off from that. So here he is, and thanks for your time.
Okay, man. Thanks a lot, Tony. We'll bring on Superman, one of the premier bodybuilders from yesteryear, Lee Priest. Mr. Lee, welcome to the MD Radio.
What do you mean yesteryear? God, I'm not that old yet.
The throwback, Lee Priest. Man, you are alive and well. I watched your performance over the weekend, carrying the load for muscular development with your play-by-play, a man of few words, but when you speak openly and honestly, and for that you are to be commended. What did you think about Kai Greene this year, the second time around, sitting there with your laptop, watching him perform on stage? Did you think he was more impressive this time around?
I think he looked great. Yeah, he looked like he had more thickness to him this year than last year, so you know, the prejudging people having it close between him and Dexter, but at the night show he really pulled ahead, and just from the prejudging of the night show, he was a clear winner at night easily. And, you know, Dexter, he looked fantastic too, and he was a lot better than the Arnold, but, you know, two differences. Zeke, you know, Dexter still got the real nice pleasing lines out, whereas Kai just has that, like Tony said, the freak factor and the dense muscle to him, so it's always hard to tell which way they're going to go, but, you know, Kai was a clear winner at night time.
Yeah, I think overall, that's kind of what happened in Columbus, Ohio, because I saw when Phil Heath walked out on stage at the prejudging, I mean, I was done. So it was Phil Heath's competition there in Columbus, Ohio, but I think we know, like a heavyweight championship fight, it's not over until that bell rings, and Kai dramatically, you know, made up some ground in Columbus, Ohio. Did he have to make up any ground after prejudging, or was it pretty much Kai straight across with a narrow margin of lead over Dex?
Pretty much Kai straight across, but like I said, it was after prejudging sometimes it was back and forth. People, you wouldn't know which way it was going to go, but then at night time was, you know, clear cut, then you could see it was Kai. So, you know, it looked like it could have gone either way. You know, people had their opinion on Dexter or Kai, even on the boards, people were going back and forth, but night time it was easy to just look at Kai and go, okay, he's won it. So,
well, now that we're on to Dexter, I mean, where does that leave someone like Dexter? Put yourself in Dexter's shoes, a former Olympia champion not too short years ago, three-time Arnold Classic champion. You go into the Olympia, you got Jay Branch and Kai that, you know, you have to contend with. Then you go off in the Arnold Classic, a show that many people thought he was going to win, and he lands in, you know, fourth place. Does he take some time off and reflect, or does he stay the course and try to remain one of those top five guys in the Olympia and get back to his winning ways?
I spoke to what he's going to do next, and he wasn't sure at the moment. I asked him about the Olympia, and he said he wasn't sure. But, you know, I think with Dexter, as long as he just keeps doing what he's doing, and, you know, as long as he can just improve on his conditioning, you know, he doesn't want to play the size game, just come in condition, you know. You should know, like when you used to compete, you know, you'd always come in with that condition, and,
right,
you know, you can always do well, play side, and who knows, that one day you come in, and if you hit that condition just right, it might be that day the judges like that package you bring. So right, I think he should still keep doing what he's doing, and, you know, sure, you're going to be depressed after winning an Olympia and winning a show and then not winning it again, but, you know, as long as you can keep your mind in and just, like I said, do the best you can each show and bring that package and your best condition each show, just keep rolling with it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody said that Dexter's fallen off the mark. I think some of these younger guys are just coming up in the game and raising the bar. So, like I asked Tony, I'm going to ask you, Raleigh, I mean, is this a guy that's going to walk into his first Olympia and place in the top 10 since he's already taken out several guys, namely, you know, Melvin Anthony and a few other guys?
I think he's got all the potential to place in the top 10 easy. You know, he's got the size there, and like I said, get the conditioning right, and I agree with Tony. Once he just learns those compulsory poses and learns to, you know, bring the back out, because I saw a couple of pictures that Sybil had his trainer on her camera and at the gym back in Holland, just flexing his back perfect. So
yeah,
makes a big difference. So just little things like that will make the difference. So, you know, he's still got time. He's still young, and, you know, he's going to be, you know, a force to be reckoned with in years to come. So,
what do you make about your boy from down under, your local guy there, Michael? I don't want to butcher his last name. Is it Kefalonios? Kefalonios or Kefalonios?
Yeah, Kefalonios.
How did he look? I mean, he looked like he had some
good, you know, he's got
legs.
Mass, you know, he's probably just an inch taller than me, so, you know, he's really tall. But his conditioning is always spot on. He's crisp, and, you know, some people don't like his physique. Some say he's blocky or he's waist is a little figure, but when you see him live there, like, his packaging conditioning is pretty much spot on, and he does the best with what he's got, and, you know, he can do well with what he has. You know, he sort of placed ahead of Melvin, and that was close. People say maybe Melvin should have caused it a shape, but, you know, like, you're going back with, you know, different type of physiques again, but you know, he looks great.
Where does that leave one, you know, 40-plus year-old bodybuilder in the form of Melvin Anthony, who not only 1 month ago was a Phoenix Pro champion, fell out of the top six at the Arnold Classic, and winds up in fifth place in Australia last weekend? Where does he go?
I think Melvin's the same. I think it's more of a, you know, got to keep the mind positive and keep thinking, keep your head in the game, and like I said, just keep doing the best you can. Don't keep comparing yourself to others, and do the best with what you have. And, you know, sometimes you get people like Melvin who work, hey, this guy's bigger than me, so they try and come in a little bit bigger next time, and then they lose it. I think I remember back when Flex competed, when he used to be 218, when he stepped on stage, Flex looked 240, and then a couple
right,
of years later when Flex played that size game, coming in at 230, he never looked as impressive as he did when he was at that lighter body weight, because, you know, on stage, if you come in, say, 5 pounds lighter, you're going to look probably 15 pounds bigger on stage. It's all that illusion, but some people get caught up in this trying to come in heavier, and when they get on stage, they don't look as impressive as they did when they was lighter. So I think if Melbourne keeps nailing the condition, he's got the shape, we know he can pose, so...
You think it's harder at, you know, 40-plus to get that conditioning? I mean, Melvin's been, the knock on Melvin's been his skin is a little thick, the hamstrings and glutes are never really tight enough. Certainly he's an entertainer. He can perform. He won $2,500 for his posing routine. But was there some air taken out of his sails? You're watching these guys come up, and he's going to have to contend at the Olympia with guys like possibly Cedric McMillan, who's doing those Europa shows. Of course, Dennis Wolf is coming back to the New York Pro Championships, along with a guy named Jeff Long, who could very well qualify there. Is this a make-or-break year for Melvin if he places out of the top 10 in the Olympia for the second year?
I spoke to him after. He was a little depressed because, you know, you go through that, well, what do they want? Because, you know, I guess in a lot of people's minds, when you go into a show, you think you're the best you can be on that given day. So when he goes into a show thinking, okay, I've done all I can do and this is what I got, you sometimes start questioning, what more do I have to do? So he's thinking of maybe taking a little bit of time off and try and put a bit of size on and get his head together like that. So I think it's just one of those things, you know, after a show too, you're never in the right frame of mind. Normally if you don't win the show, you know, it doesn't matter where you place after that, you're never going to be totally happy. So, you know, probably in another couple of weeks you might have it more spaced out, but just when I spoke to him like the day after, he just wasn't sure on what his plans were going to be and what he had to do, because, you know, he comes into a show, like I said, thinking that he's brought the best package he can, and then if he doesn't get the placing, you know, he thinks he should get, then you start questioning, okay, where did I go wrong, or what do I have to do? So,
yeah, well, what did you make of the German kid, the young guy, 23-year-old Daniel Hill? I mean, it seemed like when you're just reading the written word, you don't have a tone. It's really, you know, you can't really figure out the emotion behind the typed word. But he seemed to be out of his league and a little bit flat and a little bit small in a lot of areas.
Plenty of potential, but just, you know, for a show of that caliber, any pro show, if you're coming into it, like I said, I went back on the post when someone said, what do you mean he didn't look good? I said, well, for a photo shooter in a gym, he looked great, but, you know, when you get Dan up on stage, you're competing against some of the best in the world, you've got to be in condition. You can't, you know, you haven't done it very often, too. Sometimes you might think that condition's good for what you used to compete with, but now you're in the pro ranks, it's a whole different level of conditioning and mindset and everything else that goes along with that. So, you know, sometimes people, you know, that you see guys where you say, oh, he's great, he won this amateur show, and now he's moved into the pro ranks, but, you know, that's a whole different ball game once you step up into the pro ranks. So when I said he didn't look good, like he looked good, but for a pro stage, there's a lot more work to do to get to that, you know, the next step and that next level.
Well, what did you make of the posing routines, Lee? It seems like since they no longer judge that round, there's a couple of guys that'll get up there and they'll shake their butt and do some robot moves, and, you know, some people will scream, but it doesn't look much like a routine. A lot of people arguably had Hita Tata winning the best poser routine at the Arnold Classic because it was an organized routine, whereas, you know, it seemed like, you know, Kai Greene went in there and stood on his head and did a few moves and walked off with the $10,000 award. Are we losing? Is posing becoming a lost art in the routine round?
I think it is. I think it is now, especially, like I said, now that they've decided not to judge it. So only natural guys are going to think, well, why should I put time and effort into it? It's not being judged. I'm just going to go out there, maybe hit the compulsories, make it flow from one to another, and that's about it. You know, the routines have got shorter. It's not like the old days, like you when you used to do your routines, Bob Paris, all those good classical poses where, you know, people would just stop and watch and you'd captivate them because it was just so good to watch, and they'd hold the poses, transition into another pose, whereas now, like you said, some guys walk out, put on the music, hit the mandatories, flow into another pose, bow and wave and walk off stage. So, I mean, that's what happened. Once you say to someone, hey, we're not judging on this, you're naturally going to be, well, okay, well, why should I put time and effort into it? Yeah, it's good for the crowd and that, but, you know, they can get the crowd going. Like you said, do a headstand, roll around and pump some music and put the hand to the ear and wave the crowd up like they used to do, and once the crowd cheers, walk off. So I think,
well,
you know,
I noticed that you got on that pro stage, Lee, and you took the shirt off, man. That had to take not only some guts, but you had to have some confidence because you look like you actually been dieting and training. What gives?
Yeah, I've been dieting and training, and, you know, Tony wanted the shirt off, so I told him, when my shirt comes off again, it'll be on his stage. So,
oh, yeah.
My word, 4 years later. But yeah, so I'm slowly just picking a show at the moment. I was talking to John Toom, and he said there could be word of another show in Phoenix the week before the Olympia. So if there's a 202 there, that could be my revamp back on stage. But
what if there's not a 202 there? That's the question. Hmm? I said, what if there's not
If there's not a 202 there?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to see who's in it then, won't I?
Well, obviously we know now that with your extended hiatus, you're going to have to re-qualify to compete in the Olympia Showdown the last Saturday of the month of September, which takes place in concert with the Mr. Olympia. And if that's going to happen and you realize the September show's off the charts, then we know that there is always the Europa show that comes up in the middle of August. But before you get into Lee Priest's personal questions, we're going to take another commercial break, and we're going to come back and find out, A, how's the bicep, Lee? B, are you really 5'2"? And C, How much are you weighing these days? We're going to come back after this commercial break with Lee Priest from Down Under, the biggest little man in bodybuilding, about to make his professional return in 2010 on an IFBB stage. Come hell or high water, I'm going to make it happen for little Lee Priest right after this commercial break. Stay with us.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
For mind-blowing energy coupled with muscle-building nutrients and essential amino acids, NO Shotgun, the world's most effective pre-workout supplement, will help you pack on slabs of lean muscle tissue faster than a speeding bullet. In a recent university study, NO Shotgun was discovered and compared to placebo to produce 181% greater lean body mass and over 1,000% increase in bench press strength. NO Shotgun is the first supplement proven to elevate muscle gene factors needed for growth. Also, VPX offers the best workout supplement, the superlative NO Synthesize, scientifically formulated to further drive your muscles' anabolic processes after you are done training. NO Synthesize takes nutrient timing to another level. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
The Targo S2 is 2.3 times faster through the gut.
Zero bloating.
2 times faster glycemic response.
But no crash.
1.8 times faster insulin response.
Lasting muscle fullness.
1.7 times faster muscle glycogen recovery. University proven Vitargo S2.
What other carbs try to be?
Proof before promises. Vitargo S2. Only from Generate. Pick up Vitargo S2 at GenerateSpeed.com. That's G-E-N-R, the number 8, speed.com. Or find us on the MD Superstore.
Muscle Mats introduces the biggest breakthrough ever in nitric oxide, Enoxide. This newly discovered super molecule delivers fast, potent elevations of real nitric oxide directly into your bloodstream. Enoxide is not a mere precursor like AAKG or arginine. It's real, pure nitric oxide, 2,000 times more potent than any nitric oxide precursor. Enoxide, real science, real nitric oxide, real results. Enoxide is so powerful that your arms will swell as this super molecule triggers the most insane muscle pumps you've ever experienced. Purchase your mind-blowing fiber-tearing Enoxide pump at GNC or at www.enoxide.com. That's www.enoxide.com.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station, where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony. We're on live with Lee Priest calling in from the land down under, Australia, trying to get a little bit more personal with Lee. Lee, recent post on the MD boards have it that you have your own supplement line. Is it out? Is it functional? What's going on with
that? It's out. It's functional. LeePriestNutrition.com.au. It's up and running. And yep, it's functional.
Well, what can we get over there? What kind of products are we talking about?
Products to make you grow taller.
With everything?
I've got proteins and, proteins, creatines.
Is it a solo act? Are you working with a partner or another company? Or?
And we were my old training partner. I used to train with Andy Cunningham down here in Australia. Him and I went into it and stuff like that. So it's going well. We've got a good, people love the taste of it. So
right on. Well, I mean, that's a new venture for you. You've worked with enough supplement companies in the past to probably know the ins and the outs. Will this be a global product or more of an internet product?
What was that again?
Will this be a product that's going to be mostly on the internet, or will this be available here in the States, you know, the entire world?
For the time being, it's just going to be in Australia and that, and get on the internet, but mainly in Australia and then maybe Malaysia and countries like that till I bring it over to the States.
All right. Well, Lee, we're going to
make your comeback, Sean. I shall sponsor you.
Thank you. My comeback is imminent after I see you compete and get inspired.
Okay. Well, you better get ready.
How's the bicep, man? I mean, the pictures that you post online look great, and incredible ink job on the back. I mean, what do you have to say about that?
That's been there for over 2.5 years, that tattoo on my back.
Yeah, but you haven't been showing it off.
I don't mind.
Is it just weight?
You can put tan on it, cover it up a bit, but it's like I've always said, you know, I always read on the line that I got a shit back and I don't have a back, so I figured with a tattoo on there, when I turn around to do a back shot, people are going to have something to look at. So
it looks like
just can't please everyone.
It looks like the ink on your face has gotten darker as well. Is that correct?
Probably from when I had it removed and then I had it put back on. So
why would you take it off and put it back on? You sound like Brett Favre. You quit, you come out.
I like pain. I'm very undecisive. You know,
when
you've got a tattoo on your face,
you
sort
of your face.
Schizo.
Are you going to do the other side of your face?
No, I'm not going to do matching bookends. That's my split personality there, Sean, a good side and a bad side.
Tell me about the bicep. How's that recovering?
Good, really good. You know, I have to just watch any fly movement or those pec fly machines, but as far as pressing, curling and all that, it's pretty much 100%, but anything where I stretch it out wide, I can sort of feel it tighten up, but as far as all the pressing movements go, it's pretty good.
What's it like being back in Tony's gym? It's got to feel good because that's a hardcore gym. I mean, I'm surprised you'll spend more time down there.
He's the best in Australia. He's got 3 of them now down here, and it's the best gym down here. You know, the atmosphere, everything, it's great. It's like the old back in Gold, you know, when you have bodybuilders around and you walk into the gym, you're not treated like the Antichrist because you're a bodybuilder or something. So,
there was an interesting thread we had. We had a lot of people chiming in about going to church and stuff. You had some very interesting opinions, so let's clear the air. You're not a religious guy. Would that be fair?
No.
You believe in God?
I believe in there's something greater than us, whether it be God or whatever. I couldn't say. It might be a UFO of a very brainy alien on board. So.
But you won't call
him God. I wouldn't put a name to it, but I do believe that. I hope there's something greater than us up there.
A supreme being.
Yes.
Fair enough.
And we're not talking about me.
No, we're not talking about you. And the other question is, are you really taller than Webster and Arnold from Different Strokes?
Well, let's see. I saw you standing near him, and you were a bit taller, so I guess I would be.
Okay, so you know I got to get you with the height thing. Coming up in this 202, who are you more impressed with? Are you more impressed with Seth Ferrosi, who just won the light heavyweights at the national championships in Atlanta, who will be coming out competing in the Europa show, or are you more impressed with Kevin English, who upset David Henry for the Olympian award in the 202 division?
And it's hard to say because I haven't seen the new guy Ferrosi do the 202 yet. So
right.
With the 202s, it's so hard to call because when you got Dave Henry, Kevin English, even some of the other guys, the conditioning's so spot on with some of them, you can't really count anybody out in that class, you know, because you can think, okay, this guy might not have the mass, you know, and then he turns up so shredded that if Dave or someone like myself comes off that little bit off, the guy who doesn't have the mass is easily going to win it. So the conditioning in that class is so tight and so close that, you know, you can't really pick a clear winner. You could easily say, okay, Lee Priest's got the mass or Dave Henry's got the mass. But like I said, if we're off someone who doesn't have the mass but has that conditioning can easily beat us. So that's what I like about the 202 class. You can't really go into a show saying this guy's going to be an outright winner. You might say, okay, this guy can do well because we know of his past record or how he's looked before. But until the day of the show with that class, you never know because, like I said, the conditioning's so close in it. You know, until the day of the show, it's so tight.
Yeah, well, tell me, what's your opinion on the 202? I mean, is that something that's long overdue? Is it something that will prolong the careers of some of these light heavyweight type bodybuilders, something you're in favor of? Because you never did a 202.
I think it is. Like I said, I've never done it. But I think it is because, you know, you see so many good physiques. Like, you know, people used to say, I could have placed higher if I was so many inches taller and stuff. So it does give a shot for the guys who do have great physiques, do have the mass, but of course they're not as tall as some of the other guys, whatever, they don't come across and people get blown away, because I see someone who's 6 foot and muscular, like, oh, wow, look at this guy. But someone who could be 5'4", 5'5", in stature, having the same mass on their frame, you know, is just as impressive. But, you know, comparing them to the other guy, it just sort of, you get lost. So I think it gives it a fair shot for people like that. So, you know, it goes back to the old days of Arnold and Franco type thing, where there's a couple of shows I thought Franco looked better than Arnold, but yet Arnold would always win. So.
What's the story behind the whole Superman thing? Is there a short version of the story? Because it seems like you have an infatuation with Superman. I remember seeing a picture of you, Lee. You had, like, the bedspread, like, your coffee cup, and you had all this stuff. What's the story behind the whole Superman thing?
Just growing up as a young kid, I always used to get up in the morning and watch the, you know, the George Reeves black and white TV shows. I always liked Superman, and from the age of three, every year I had a Superman suit. My mum used to make me a Superman suit, made a Superman cape for my dog, so it just sort of stuck from that point on, and I liked it. And when I came to the States, I started collecting Superman memorabilia and had all that sort of stuff, and tried to get away from it, but then the fans always liked the Superman and brought me back to it. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, you don't have to grow up if you don't want to, but I know that a lot of bodybuilders were inspired by those type of characters, the cartoon, like Kai Greene. I mean, the guy's got all these cartoon characters, but it seems like they're all, you know, muscle-bound. That's kind of like the introduction into our sport, and it seems like you're wearing that uniform pretty well.
Yeah, mine was pretty much He-Man, really, when I was growing up. I just like one that looked like the He-Man cartoon, so...
Let's get to, well, speaking of Superman, what do you make of this guy, Phil Heath? I mean, he misses peak at the Olympia, comes to the Arnold, he misses it narrowly in second place. Is this a guy that's legitimate and possibly has his sights set on becoming Mr. Olympia?
Easy. He's got a potential in the world of Mr. Olympia, Phil Heath. You know, we always hear about, you know, people getting critical on him, saying his clavicles this and clavicles that and this and that. It's like, you know, big deal. It's like, you know, give the guy another year or two, even could be next, this year coming. You know, the guy nails his conditioning, and, you know, I said he's always going to be a threat for the Mr. Olympia, and each time we've seen him, he's always getting better, so I can't see anything stopping him from eventually getting that title.
Well, with Jay Cutler being the three-time reigning and defending Mr. Olympia, which of the guys in the cast of characters has probably the most, the best opportunity to upset Jay, not wait till Jay retires like everyone had to do with Dorian Yates and we had to wait on, you know, Lee Haney, but who, like Jay, upset the reigning champion in Ronnie Coleman? Who has that capability from Kai Greene, Victor Martinez, Phil Heath, Branch Warren, and even, you know, somebody that's not there yet, but some, you know, an X factor like a Cedric McMillan, who potentially could knock Jay off his pedestal?
Well, right now I'd go with those ones you just said, Kai Greene, Phil Heath, and Victor, you know, because Victor wasn't at his best last time, so I think Victor, you know, he's putting his whole year into going for the Olympia, so he's always someone to be to contend for the title, so out of those three, it could be anyone, so like I said, if Jay doesn't do his best and come in the best he can, any one of those guys could easily take the title off him, so we've seen it get done before, so it can happen, and like I said too, someone like Rowley, give him a couple of years too, I think he can be up there, so, but like you said, there's so many other unknown factors who come through, but you know, I think Kai, Heath, and Victor are the main ones right now, I think, who can dethrone Jay if they hit it right on.
Well, I think the good thing is, Lee, is that you probably will be on a pro bodybuilding stage before we get our first glimpse at the new 2010 Victor Martinez, the reigning defending Mr. Olympia in Jay Cutler, and possibly the next time we see Kai and Phil Heath will be on the Olympia stage, and we will more than likely, back me up on this, see you on a pro stage prior to that date in September, correct?
That is correct.
All right, well, we're going to keep on you, and we're going to have you back on the show letting us know specifically what show that will be. I want to thank you for calling in from the land down under and covering the Australian Pro Championships. Well, you're doing a great job.
Thanks, Ron. I just want to say, you know, Tony, too, you put on a great show down here, and the venue we had was fantastic. It's probably one of the best, apart from the Arnold Classic Hall, probably the best venue I've ever been to for a bodybuilding show. So anyone who's around next year and coming down to Tony's show, he's putting on a big fitness weekend and having a two-day expo on that. So I'd recommend, if you can get to Australia, come on down.
Well, that's a show that I probably won't want to miss, and we'll hopefully get all of Team
get
MD down
here,
there.
Sean.
Huh?
Yeah. Then come on down. We let
black
people
why
in
not?
Australia.
Tell Tony we'll bring a muscle camp down there if it's going to be an expo. Make it happen.
You're tall enough to come through customs. Come on in.
All right, the one and only Superman, little big man, Lee Priest. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
All right, from Australia, Tony Doherty and Lee Priest. We're going to come back with another big little man in the form of big Greg Valentino, our special guest member from the MD boards. We're going to take our final commercial break and come back. come back and talk to Greg about the Greg Valentino story right after this commercial.
Talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you want cutting-edge products that are scientifically formulated and tested in the best laboratories in the world? VPX Sports, founded by supplement guru Jack Owok, renowned for creating the most effective and innovative supplement formulations in the industry today, where other companies fall short. VPX has excelled by bringing the latest scientific information into the research and development laboratories at VPX and translated into products that are used by fitness enthusiasts and recreational bodybuilders all the way to the highest levels of professional athletics. VPX pushes the envelope, redefines superlative products, and delivers on its promise to produce the highest grade sports nutrition supplements in existence. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
For the no bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever it takes to win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Is the next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's Stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX Stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of Stealth can do. For more information, go to VPXSports.com. That's VPXSports.com.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys.
All right, we are fast closing in on the close of episode number 53 here at MD Radio. We've already heard from the promoter from Down Under, Tony Doherty. We've heard from the biggest little man in all of bodybuilding in the form of Lee Priest. And now comes from New York, Big Greg Valentino, author Greg Valentino, the author of Death, Drugs, and Muscle. Seems to be a biopic read that's available now on Amazon.com. Big Greg, welcome to MD Radio.
Hey, what's up, Sean? What's
Greg,
going on, man?
Well, I mean, it's amazing that you're still an entity in this industry based on the read, Death, Drugs, and Muscle. You've had that special you had run on there on TLC. You've got your monthly column in MuscularDevelopment.com. But apparently this book, and I read some of the reviews on the book. I haven't got it yet because you haven't sent me a free copy for review.
I certainly will.
I'm sure you will. The bodybuilder book, man. I'm reading the reviews, and these guys are like, it's a whole other side of you that you haven't exploited yet in the magazines or on film. Give me a brief synopsis of what this book entails.
Well, you got to understand something. Like, you know, people look at me as like this fucking jerk off or like this big clown. You know, some guy who they think I should filled my arms with fucking oil and all this shit. But I had a whole. You know, I used to compete in the early 80s. Then I started promoting bodybuilding shows. 40 NPC, when it first came out, I was around in the Carl Campagna era, which was before Steve Weinberger. Matter of fact, me and Weinberger were just talking about that. And I started, believe it or not, I started selling drugs in the 90s. And this is about all my drug dealing bullshit, you know what I mean, on the streets and some of the guys I had to deal with. You know, because I dealt with some really, really... really bad people, you know. It wasn't, when I was dealing drugs, bro, I was selling that shit to, like, dealers and stuff. I wasn't like some guy in a gym, here's a gym bag, you know, oh, what do you need, a bottle of test? Here you go. It wasn't like that. It was way deeper than that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I go into all that shit, you know. I was, like, you know, heavily involved on Astera shit. Remember all that shit in the 90s? Yeah.
Let me read you an excerpt of what someone said about your latest book, available on Amazon.com. It says, right away it's clear that this is not a bodybuilding book. This is really some deep stuff that made me think about the movie Blow, except that Valentino was dealing steroids instead of cocaine. The moral of the story is the same, love, loss, murder, sex, drugs, rock and roll, and all of that, and yet you're still here coming out on the other side. What prompted you to look back at all of that stuff in Death, Drugs, and Muscle and write about it?
Well, I needed the fucking money.
Well,
you know, that's the truth. But, you know, I did it with an author. Actually, the guy who wrote the book, Falco, Nathan Jendrick, with Victor Conti, is the guy who wrote this book with me. Mm-hmm. So,
is the book a true reflection of what you went through, or is there a little bit of...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, bro, let me tell you. I went through some bad stuff. And, there, you know, there's people... that, you know, we, you know, can tell you, you know, there was people around, even around us with MD, that, you know, were around me back then. And there were some bad things that I did and I went through and all that. And it's amazing that I've come through it and I'm not dead, you know? Well, I mean, I was around some really, really bad people. The only one that's either alive or not in prison for the rest of my life, you know what I mean?
Well, another one of the reviews of your book, Greg, says, this book is deep and well-written. You go on an emotional roller coaster ride with Valentino, and after shaking your head at all the wrong places, you find yourself a bit of amazed that he actually admits his mistakes, and you further find yourself cheering for him because he seems to be proof that you can be rehabilitated. So this is to see a guy go from an underground drug dealer on the streets of New York sitting in jail back out onto the movie screens and worldwide fame and hear his voice is impressive. What do you make of that when someone reads your book and walks away with that kind of a vibe?
I'll tell you, I haven't even read the reviews yet, but I know that I've had people from other book companies even telling me that I know were saying that this book is already kicking ass heavy duty, and the author is talking with a very, 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 very famous movie house about possibly even making a movie of it. So I'm like, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, they say they're going to have a hard time finding a little guy with big arms like yours.
Well, yeah, I know.
You know anybody?
Sean, he, Lee Priest.
No, he's taller than he is.
What's that?
He's too short.
Yeah, but I'm short too, you know?
You think Lee Priest could play Greg Valentino, huh?
Imagine that with an Australian accent. I love Lee.
Well, it says on this other review, it says, your girlfriend dying was very, very powerful, and how you took her off the streets and how she had to always fight back. Most people say they have your back, and they don't. She had your back, and she was fearless. She was an amazing woman. Is that about it? Is that her in a nutshell to you?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you something. You have no idea. I'll show you. She saved my life one time during a drug deal. I got my head bashed in by actually a very famous bodybuilder's friend. I won't go into who he is, but there's a very famous bodybuilder, and one of his friends, Rob, went to rob me, and he bashed my brains in with a shotgun, and she came into a room where she was sitting out in a car. I'm just nutshelling it for you. She came into the room with a gun, and she shot through a shot, and that changed everything. She didn't hit him, but I'm saying, you know, it scared the shit out of them. He dropped the gun, and then the rest was history. You know, it was bad. It was a bad scene.
You sound like one of the good fellas. You sound like one of the good fellas. Here's the final review, Greg. It says, hey, everyone, buy this book. You're in for one hell of a ride. Once you pick it up to start reading it, you'll feel like you're in an action-packed mafia movie. You won't be able to put it down. I read the book in one day. I could not wait to see what happened next. The crazy life of Greg has lived. It's amazing that he's alive today. Never a dull moment. Is it still, is it calmed down, or is there still like a tornado in your life?
No, this is nothing. I mean, I have, to be totally honest with you, I have, like, post-traumatic stress syndrome from a lot of the shit I went through. But my life is totally. After I got arrested, my life is totally changed. I'm nothing like the guy I used to be.
Are you calm?
I was cheating on my wife. I was a rotten fucking husband. I mean, that was no good. And I look at guys that are cheaters now, like, you know.
Is this the calm version of Greg now? I mean, are you mellowed out?
Yeah, I'm always hyper, but, I mean, like, you know, I'm not like that. I don't want anything to do with that whole lifestyle, those people. You know, I haven't talked to any. It's been 10 years. That's all 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's
right.
Most of that shit's all the 90s, you know?
Well, there's lessons to be learned in this book, Death, Drugs, and Muscle, available on Amazon.com. I mean, you can get it online, Craig, for $11.53 with a, the Amazon.com, discount. But I want to thank you for what you're doing online, keeping these people informed, posting and interacting and, you know, your stance on teenagers and drugs and all that stuff, the way you turned your life around. Real quick, we got like 15 seconds left here. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Not really, but yeah, to Steve Blechman. Give me a raise.
Yeah, give him a raise, Steve. Give this guy a raise. Greg Valentino, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on MD Radio.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, and that wraps us up here on episode number 53 from the Land Down Under all the way to New York. Next week, episode number 54, as we start turning the page on the month of March and look ahead into this IFBB calendar year. We've got the Europa Pro Championships coming up April 17th, and we'll head into New York in the month of May for the New York Pro Championships with Steve Weinberger. All that muscle news and information next Monday at 4, Pacific 7 Eastern. I'm Sean Ray, and I'm out. And they clock me and watch me diamond shining, looking like I'm Rob Liberace. It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah. You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.